بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. Listen, dear brothers, it's a very short surah of Quran Sharif, Wal Asr. We hear commonly, many of us read this in every possibly rakat of salah, every day, Wal Asri, Inna Atina, Qul Hu Allah. Shortest surahs. Mashafi Rahimahullah mentioned that this surah Wal Asr, if the ummah is to ponder over it, it'll be enough for their salvation. Where Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on time. Different tafsir, different interpretations. Where ulama explain, Wal Asr, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on time itself. Allah is highlighting that insan, your life is made up of seconds, of minutes, of hours, of months, weeks, years. This makes up your life. And to make these seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years valuable, you will have to fill it up with إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Or else you will be in lafi khusr. Allah says you will be definitely at a loss. And this word loser, loss, nobody likes it. Nobody likes to be a loser, that I took a loss. But it's fine now because of the Western influence, the secular environment around us, that we don't even understand right now what is a loss. What is a real sin we haven't understood right now. Society, community, environment has become such that even vices have become beloved to people. Sins have become beloved to people. Major sins also. We don't feel the pain in the heart. There's indifference when it comes to sins and good deeds. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't take care of this time, then definitely you will be at a loss, you will be a loser. We know when the business goes down, how parashan we get, and how upset we become. Now we are worried, what's going to happen? I might lose my job, the company is going to close, they're retrenching. Allah Ta'ala says, you will be retrenched if you don't take care of your time. So Allah Ta'ala highlights that your life is made up of these moments. You have to make this sand, they say, ye mitti hai, this body is made of mitti, of sand, of clay. Before the sand can return to sand, make the sand valuable. How you will make this sand, this body valuable? With illa alladhina amanu. When we have real iman in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, not the iman you find around us. They say, aka imane mawjood. We have one type of iman that is present right now in society. We take that to be sufficient, that I have iman, alhamdulillah. But is that iman sufficient for me to win the pleasure of Allah and to pay the fees for my jannat? Is my iman sufficient? The iman of my wife also, the iman of my children. They say, ye halka masla nahi hai. Is that a light masla, a light fatwa? We say fatwa or taqwa. This is about jannat or jahannam. This is about life. This is about my future. This is about my forever life, eternal. That the iman that I might have right now, is it sufficient? If I have to close my eyes, would that iman be enough for me to deliver me from the anger, the wrath, the azab, punishment of Allah, into the pleasure of Allah? That's a question we should be asking myself every day. Do I have that level of iman? One is having the level. But more than that, myself, I'm addressed first. At least to have the concern, to have the fikr, to have that worry. Ya Allah, do I have that iman? Because we have become so busy with the social media, being bombarded all the time. We worried about this, we worried about that. What will happen? The government is changing. Who's going to be in cabinet? As if now they're going to listen to me. When it comes to the youth also, how much is spending their time in this team and that team, some fantasy league, etc. Nobody's listening to your fantasy league. They're going to carry on with their own chakkar and their own things of dunya. But we are worried so much about that. What's going to happen to the economy, the fluctuation? Not in my control. Nothing in my control. What's in my control is my time. To invest my time. And here, tafsir of this ayat also, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, commentator of Quran, he says, that time is such a valuable asset. It's something which is liquid, fluid. You can't take the time and put it in the safe. I'll use it later on. I put it now, store it in my phone. I've got so many gigs free. So I'll store my time there. Later on I will take it out. Then I'll make so many durood sharif, so many tasbihat. I will cover up my musnamazes, etc. Can't. The time has passed. I lost the time. For this ulama say that person who also passed his life, he just also passed his life. I just want life to pass smoothly. He say you never pass life, you will fail life. There's no passing of life. The time has to be invested every moment, every second. I'm conscious, yes, when it comes to the level of iman, yes, we have in us that I can't reach the high levels of iman. Allah Ta'ala give us those levels of iman. But the main, the core concern is to have at least that feeling in my heart, that concern has to be activated. That, ya Allah, I have to get that iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It's mentioned about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, aminu kama amana nas. Ya Allah Ta'ala, this is the believer, then he says, that believe in Allah as the Sahaba ikram believed in Allah. The iman they had, no reservation, they accepted every command of Allah. Amalan, qawlan, fa'alan, whether it was the fail and the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it wasn't a discussion whether this is mustahab, whether it's nafil. Sahaba ikram never had this discussion. Is this makruh only? Is this mustahab? If I don't do it, no sin. There was no question. Nabi Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, we have to do it. This was investing their time. And we don't invest our time in a'mal, then the time will go everywhere else. One time we had in our masjid, two youngsters that became Muslim. They were Christian boys, went to one of the schools in Durban. So they began coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah, they reverted to Islam. So I asked them, I say, what is the thrill of a non-Muslim youngster's life? What keeps you all going? Because life is bland, there's nothing really. There's no taharat, there's no wuzu, there's no ghusl, there's no salah, there's no Quran tilawat, no halal haram. There's no restrictions. Eat what you want. Eat where you want, sleep with whom you want to, sleep where you want to, sleep how you want to, go wherever you want, no restrictions. Life becomes a bore. So therefore they are finding different avenues all the time just to keep themselves motivated. And we see the Muslim Ummah, how they take it, what foolish things they do, how they invest their time, divesting really. No progress. They're throwing some bottles in the air, we find in program the youngsters also, half that bottle is half of water, he said, throw it, so he lands on the right side. Wasting his time. Only the mother taught him, father taught him, you go to the house of Allah, is that a place to play games? Not a place to play games. This getting thrills in ajeeb and strange things, because you can understand how their life has become so bland. There's no feeling, there's nothing to do, has become boring. That even the ummah now, as if we have no Nabi to follow. We have an Imam, Imamul Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Imam of all the messengers to follow, as if we have no one. In the house of Allah, we're following what they are doing. For them now, is their entire life becomes a cell phone. And they have a double life. One is a virtual life, one is a real life. So they on the virtual life, mashallah, they get so many praises and so many thumbs up and so many likes and subscribes. So they live that type of a life. Ummah has become the same, upload my life. So people begin to like my fake life. Nobody likes to be deceived. But I'm deceiving myself the first and the most. So how to invest our time correctly? Ask these two youngsters, what is the highlight of a non-Muslim youngster? What is the highlight of his life? The reply I got was quite shocking to myself also. He says the highlight of our week is we wait for Friday afternoon. So what's about Friday afternoon? He says the whole thing of the weekend, he says the sharab and drinking, alcohol. Alcohol. My mind became maybe girls, zina. He says, no, the secondary. First we have to drink. And then everything starts from there. That's the life of a non-entertainment. To cut himself off from the reality of time. And we know what happens? Have a hangover, they get wasted. Weekend went, he can't take account what he did over the weekend. There's a physical intoxication. By the karam and fazal of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, the ummah still understands that alcohol is haram. So we refrain, we stay for Allah to save the ummah. But the intoxication, right now the ummah is involved in intoxication of entertainment. We're waiting for Friday, kitchen closed. We're going out. Allah has given the command, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, that, oh Muslim woman, cling to your homes. Enjoy yourself at home. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, let your house be sufficient for you. أَمْلِكْ عَلِيكَ لِسَانَكَ. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said in one hadith, that control your tongue. Control your tongue if you know, go out all the time. Then you can imagine now how much we're not going to speak. Everything we're going to speak about besides Allah, time got wasted. I spoke about so much. Scroll, what say, infinite scrolling. Oh, there's no end to the scrolling and carrying on. What's next and what's next and what's next? The reality is akhirat and jannat. Time just went, 1 hour, 2 hours. And we know the reality. Sometimes sitting on the phone, we're eating a meal. We finish already the meal. But we realize the plate is empty. Why finish it? The brain didn't register that you ate food also. So busy with the cell phone, time got wasted. Allah is saying, you lost your capital. Somebody loses his capital, he's down and out. We lost our capital of 1 year. 1 year we lost, 1445. The year is coming to an end. Zulhijjah, 1445 years after the hijrah and the migration of Ali is coming to an end. And we find how many times in our own society, as Muslims, the followers of the Imam of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, we are also celebrating losses. We say you're a loser and he's throwing a party. What party he's throwing? 80 candles. 80 years I lost of my life, he's throwing a party. He doesn't have even the breath now to blow the candles off. He's huffing and puffing himself, but he's celebrating. 80 years, we're throwing a party for grandpa. Grandpa is one leg, half is in the qabr, one leg. Other one is on the banana peel, about to slip. But now he has to have a party. He suffered a loss, 80 years. Our children from young, we teach birthday party, 5 years old, 6 is a loss. Who celebrates losing 100,000 rand? It's the biggest fool of the century. 100,000 rand, he lost, I'm throwing a party. I lost 5 years, I lost 10 years, I lost 45 years. Ya Allah, I got so many qaza on my head. From my youth days, 10 years I didn't do Fajr Namaz. I mean death to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I mean debts. We know we have debts, we can't sleep at night. Yeah, I have debts of 10 years, qaza namaz I haven't read, and I'm still sleeping at night. Through Fajr Namaz also. And I'm feeling happy, what's happening over the weekend? What's the plan? Where are we going? My time is just being divested. It's being not invested in the correct avenue right now. How to... Now we come into the end of the year, 1445. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلًا تُحَاسَبُوا. They take your own account. Take how here before we had the bumper stickers before, or signage on, the janaza, the hearse. Read your salah before your salah is performed. Read your salah before your salah is performed. We tell the ladies masturat, cover yourself before you will be covered with your kafan. Cover up now before you have to be covered. Read your salah before your salah will be performed, your janaza. So Umar bin Khattab used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Take account of yourself before your account will be taken. And the account will be taken. The audit will be there. Allah will open up the files. And the Aisha's riwayat, that person whose account will be opened up, عُذِّبَ, he will be punished. There's no way out for us, we know that. If my account is opened up, I've already failed. The first page already. From the time I became baligh of age, whether it was my zakat, how I paid my zakat from the time I became baligh, whether I had the nisab by me, have I found out. When it came to my salah, when it came to my fasting also, during my school days, did I break any rozas? I've got to cover it up. I still have life within me. I will take my account before my account is taken. And the time is slipping away. This year has come to an end. Now, the question will come, how do I reform myself? The main question, islah. I have to reform my life. I have to get closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How beautiful, Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh. We all want a beautiful life. We don't want a boring life. We want a beautiful life, but we know the reality that the bed will not buy the sleep. The food will not remove my hunger. Allah's system. It's only Allah. Allah has a final say. We only have management skills to manage our lives. But I'm not the boss. Although I'm wearing the t-shirt and the brand name. But I'm not the boss. Allah is the boss. Don't take away the title from Allah. As you say, don't challenge Allah. Don't dare Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Be humble. Be humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who is humble before Allah, Allah will raise him. Allah will give him honor. But if I want to show my style, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wada'ahu Allah, Allah will humiliate him. with all his wealth. That's why ulama explained that the cherry on the top of all the bounties of a person's life, Allah keep him with afiyat, safety, protection, barakah, prosperity, and everything. Allah bless the person. But they say the cherry on the top is honor and izzat. You can have everything, but you are despised. People don't like you. You see, he made it overnight, some backdoor business. But you made it the right way. People despise you. Honor, izzat in the hands of Allah. So I have this time is coming to the end of the Islamic year. Zulhijjah is coming to an end. We'll have to sight the moon tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we'll sight the moon for Muharram, 1446. And when it comes to Muharram, we know the Islamic year is coming to an end, and our year starts with Muharram. When it comes to the Kuffar, their year starts with January. If you just tweak the word a bit in Urdu, say January. And they start the year as Janwars also, January. How they celebrate? Like animals. They don't know who's the mother, who's the sister, who's the daughter. Everybody in the frenzy. Allah has given us Muharram, honorable, sacred, sanctified. Any was Zulhijjah, Hujjaj came back, made dua for the Ummah. Allah has forgiven the Ummah. Now to start afresh in Muharram, take my account how this past year went. Now we advise the brothers, live year to year. Now time is going so fast. Live our life from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, from this Jumu'ah to next Jumu'ah, I will remain clean and pure. No sin, no guna, no illicit relations, no haram websites. My business also, Ya Allah, by next week Jumu'ah, Ya Allah, get me out of my debts and interest. Make the dua. Ya Allah, you crush my debts. Get me out of the bank. Credit cards are maxed right now. I'm only paying the interest. I'm living beyond my means. When it comes to the teachings of Deen, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when it comes to your dunya and your worldly life, look at those below you. Look at those below you. When it comes to your Deen, look at those above you. What do you find the influence nowadays? When you take a drive on a Sunday, we go to upmarket area. And then, who's satisfied? Children will see also, so nice. Their house is so nice, they got a pool, they got a big yard. Dissatisfaction. Na shukri to Allah. We go to home, look at something in Gaza right now. Where do they sleep? What do they eat? They're starving. The children don't have food. We're taking a drive, we're going to places now we hardly can afford a credit card. Have to throw it, show the family that I am the boss. So we're looking at those above us in dunya. When it comes to deen, then we pacify ourselves. We have enough spiritual, what they say, anesthetic ointment to put on the heart. I'm okay. Alhamdulillah, I'm alright. I'm doing one, two things, I'm okay. No. When it comes to deen, then we look at those above us and aspire, like Sahaba radiallahu anhu, I want to be like them. And put this in our children also. Give them the tarbiyat and education. And when it comes to dunya, now take our families to those lower income areas. I say, look at them, they have to carry water, 1 kilometer. 10-year-old girl on her head carrying the water. Beti, oh my daughter, alhamdulillah. You got hot water, garam pani, open the tap, sitting there, water just gets finished like that. How much shukr we have to make? We just have food. We see the youngsters also open the fridge. And then they'll shout, there's nothing to eat. Inna lillahi. What does it mean? There's so much of food, you don't know what to eat. Shut the fridge, order something online. Order something online. No appreciation. No shukr, I don't need this, I don't need that. Inna lillahi. Allah is providing. Imagine now what that means to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That how we invested our time in the wrong avenues right now, we haven't invested, we're spoiling our time. But this year is coming to an end. And the lesson we learn from the end of the Islamic calendar, Islamic year, we follow the lunar calendar. One is to revive this calendar. Now we know Zulhijjah, Ramadan came, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Safar. We teach our young children from the time they're young. We're making them sing all the songs and rhymes, January, February. Teach them the Islamic months. We are Muslim first. Ourselves, how many of us, we ask somebody, what's the Islamic date today? We don't know. Ask somebody, what's the so-called Christian English date that we know? Are you an English man or you're a Muslim man? I'm a Muslim. So preserve the Islamic calendar. We're planning our ikahs, walimas, holidays, umrahs. See the Islamic date. We're going in Muharram, we're going in Rabiul Awwal. So like this now we are identifying ourselves with our religion and our deen. Or everything will be lost. So these little things we preserve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative. That he has some identity within him. And just to go back where we got this calendar from also. This is Muharram Safar. We say 1445 AH. After the Hijrah migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the 17th year, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu received a letter from Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. That, oh, Umar bin Khattab, you send letters to us. You send letters to us, the horse riders come, they deliver them. But there's no dates on it, so we don't know which one is first, which one is second, which one is third. We can't keep a record of this. Islam had spread in the different countries at that time. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu shows us that being so to say the Khalifa of the time, Amirul Mu'mineen, he calls up a consultation we call Mashwara. A lesson for you and I also. Mashwara should be an integral part of our domestic life. We will make Mashwara with the family. Nowadays, many a wife doesn't know what's a Mashwara also. She has to go anywhere, jump in the car, gone. Then, sometime we ask, or the ladies ask the lady, you ask your husband, must ask him for what? Have to ask him. There's a right thing to do. You could have Mashwara in the home. Where you going, where you are going, before the children leave. No Mashwara. Dysfunctional home. We all like visitors, they say, before we used to live in homes. 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 toilet, alhamdulillah, all eat together, read Quran together, sleep at the same time. You say, now we're living in hotels. Each one has their own ensuite, eat their own time. And to the extent, even the youngster will have a board on his door, no entry sign. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Who the trespasser, mother and father, they must knock the door. But friends are welcome. Anytime you can come in. Don't ever knock the door. Living in hotels. We don't even know where's the daughter, is my son. Sometime we phone the home, so and so student is not here, hasn't been to madrasa. Mohan, I'll just check whether he's in the room. You mean you don't know he's at home or not? You have to check in the room whether the child is there. So life has become so, we say, sophisticated. But really we see what has happened to our life. Umar bin Khattab calls up Mashwara. I have Mashwara in the home, we sit together and we make Mashwara, ask the children, how was madrasa, how was school, what are you doing tomorrow, what are you doing over the weekend? I bring deen into it, deen discussions. He calls up Mashwara. He says, now we have to come to some Islamic calendar where we can note everything down. So different suggestions came through. Sahaba Ikram put the suggestions forward. Although being Amir al-Mu'mineen, he could just make a decision as he wanted to. But this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where you call and you put the hearts together. Allah Ta'ala was khair, barakat. There's no loss, there's no regret. When we sit together as a family, put our hearts together. What time to leave? When do we have this function? When? So we put our hearts together. So he made a mashwara, call them up together. So some say we will start the Islamic calendar, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another eye, another suggestion came at the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Some said at the hijrah, when the people of Makkah left everything. They left everything for the pleasure of Allah to migrate, to immigrate to Medina Munawwara. So all these views and suggestions came forward. Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of Umar radiallahu anhu that we will start the Islamic calendar at the Hijrah. At the Hijrah, it was a time where it was a distinction and a clear display of the difference between Haqq and Batil, the truth and falsehood. Now the Muslims will move in haqq, in the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and start off a new life, so to say, in Madinah Munawwara. The haqq now will prevail, the truth will prevail. And for the ummah to remember till qiyamah, therefore the haqq and the truth to prevail, a sacrifice was given for this. Now Muharram is starting. Tomorrow night we will look for the moon for Muharram 1446. And that hijrat, now migration has terminated. But the real hijrat, what is hijrat in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. Who is a real muhajir? A person who immigrates is that person who abandons every type of sin. Allah will give him the reward of hijrat also. Now comes to the end of the year, and now I'm immigrating from all my sins, shedding it off now. I don't need sin in my life, because the reality is my qabr is closer to me than my lunch of today. My qabr is closer to me than my lunch of today. Am I ready to go with the iman I have right now? Simple, we make tawbah. We make tawbah, we turn to Allah. And tawbah doesn't mean now I wait for tahajjud time. Tawbah right now as I'm sitting here. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, I won't do it again. Allah Ta'ala says, you make tawbah, the sins are forgiven immediately without any doubt. In the eyes of Allah, we are like children. How the child makes a mistake, He says, Abba, I'm sorry. How he makes his face, everything is forgiven. The same way you say, Allah, I'm sorry. This year went past, Ya Allah, by the token of time, qasam of time, Ya Allah, I was illa insan la fi khus, I was at a loss. What I supposed to be doing every day, Ya Allah, I didn't do it. Take each day as is. Ya Allah, I won't make any sin. And a simple solution, we said, make tawbah and make niyat intention. Make intention every day. Simple niyat when I wake up in the morning. At the time of Fajr Salah, Tahajjud Salah, Ya Allah, give me the ability today to do all those actions that will please you. And save me from all those evil actions that will displease you. And say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, no might, no strength to abstain from evil and to do good except with the permission of Allah. You put a stamp on your life for the day. Allah will inspire you. I want to do the haram thing, Allah will pull you away. Salah, I can't make it. Allah Ta'ala will make you make it happen for you. But you don't go for Salah, your friend came, let's go for namaz. I never had the intention, but I made it in the morning. Because I made the niyat, Allah will make it happen. To start a new life from this Muharram, and now to calculate the debts of Allah, my qaza, namaz, qaza, fast, which I haven't done. Make some contact with some alim, where he can hold your hand, he can show you the way, how to fall in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to conclude. Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that a person cannot do without sugar in his life. Even he's diabetic, but the craving is still there. He might not put sugar in his tea, but he'll have the biscuit and the cake. So have a balanced diet. Like a person was hospitalized because of the high sugar. And the doctors gave him the best of medication. But old man, Baji Mota, every time they check his sugar, is just going higher and higher. Defying all the medication. How is that happening? So they had to move him to now a higher care unit or ward. So when they moved him and they were cleaning his bed, then they find in the pillowcase all the chocolate wrappers. He was taking the medication, but deceiving at the same time. So, Ya Allah, I want to change my life. Genuinely, Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq and the ability. So we make tawbah, we turn to Allah and find somebody, as Hakim Sahib would say, that we can't do without sugar, whether in our baking, whether our tea, or somewhere or the other. It makes that moment sweet. It makes that moment sweet. It says, make the effort of this coming year to get the creator of sugar in your heart, your life will become sweet. Then you learn how much you love your children. Then you learn how much you love your wife. Because now I have the love of the creator in my heart. Once I know how to love my Allah, how to obey my Allah, then everything in life will fall in place. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. Wa akhiru alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.